This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code Quest, including get Questworthy. You get 25% off of your purchase if you put in the promo code Quest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some games being developed, quite possibly. And we got some people calling each other names. Kids are being kids. And we got some Switch 2 news. But we begin today with an update about add-ons from World of Warcraft. Wowhead did say that Ian Hizikostas was talking to PC Gamer about developing the game without add-ons. Now, we already said that what we said on the weekly show last Saturday, so you know our thoughts on this. But Ian decided to talk to PC Gamer to explain why that is happening. Because there he was talking about the mechanics and how you encounter them and the complexity of the class that they are playing while doing all that. So here's what Ian did say. Quote, if you're playing it out of the box, no add-ons whatsoever, and trying to play at the highest competitive levels, I do think that it is too hard. And I think that consequently, hardly anyone is attempting to do that. A lot of class changes at Midnight haven't been in the works for years. When we first began our conversation with the community around the philosophy of where we are thinking we wanted to go with add-ons, we heard a lot of feedback immediately of, end quote, that's all well and good, but how am I supposed to track this mechanic, and end quote. Internally, we were like, end quote, they're not wrong, end quote. Then they were talking about how they would require players to evaluate the separate variables within 0.7 seconds to pick up the correct next action, where Weakaura's was able to manage, for the quote. Then it becomes pretty straightforward. Push the button when my UI tells me to, but that's not the game we're actually designing, end quote. Now the developers were trying to use some less pressure coordination challenges that was solved by the add-ons, but their approach has been to layer multiple types of challenges atop one another. They were asking players to solve the puzzle while dodging some swirls, meeting a cut throughput check at the same time. And this would help ensure that even if the add-on is helping to solve the problem, players are still facing multiple challenges. And what Wowhead was saying is that without weak aura, the split-second decisions could be overwhelming. But they went back to PC Gamer. And PC Gamer said, on the raid fight size, the designers were well aware of what weak aura was doing. That's why they avoided putting in mechanics that would be trivialized by the add-on. So they went to Dylan Barker, which is the lead encounter designer, for an interview. Had the team to classify the mechanics for raids into three categories: dexterity, strength, and intellect. Dexterity is where you dance. Strength would pose a challenge for the DPS and a healing check, and intellect would challenge you to react to some situations in the fight. There's a bomb on you and four other players. He gives an example. Where would you take it? Here's what Barker did say. Quote, an intellect-based encounter is sort of the thing that add-ons have historically solved pretty well, end quote. Because as a result, the team did or has been using less and less of them. So to make an encounter with an intellect coordination challenge that could require four players to move to specific spots, they cannot make one player or one more player to have a debuff. That's for example. For the quote, we've had to layer our dexterity and speed and pace lethally to make things that were coordination tests harder. In mythic difficulty, I have to pull out of six shooters and I'm firing swirls at your feet. So you do both at the same time. It's very different access of skill. Now this is a pretty long article and I'm not going to go through everything here, at least not on the show, but that does give you some of the things that Blizzard is thinking about when the news hit them about letting go of the add-ons. But they did talk about continuing to improve accessibility, because that is a high priority for them. So indeed, we shall see. Yes, we shall see. Now, if you're looking for a job from Blizzard Entertainment, do note that they posted up on their site that there are some recruitment scams. So if you do click on one of the job opportunities that are there, be very careful. Now, there are some job opportunities there. Director at International Marketing in China, Senior Software Engineer Animation for Overwatch 2, Narrative Director for an unannounced game. Now, this is back in August. And there are quite a few posts. Senior HR Business Partner in Spain, Brand Manager for Diablo Immortal. Just for examples, just be careful. They could be scams. Now we get to some name calling. So I am going to be doing some paraphrasing here, because this got, I'll say, a little vicious. Because IGN is still talking about Battlefield and Call of Duty, EA versus Activision. Because the Battlefield boss, Vince Zambilla, did say that Activision's best-selling Call of Duty franchise exists, quote, because EA were bastards. It's the D word, okay? Now, Zambilla did go between the two publishers of EA and Activision throughout his career, working on the first EA Medal of Honor series, and then going over to help with Call of Duty. And the Activision's Medal of Honor killer, well, that's what it was, before going back to EA to help create Titanfall and Apex Legends at Respawn. So Zampella was talking to the GQ magazine, and once again, quote, the only reason that Call of Duty exists is because EA were bastards, end quote. Now, he did work on EA's Medal of Honor franchise from 1999 to 2002, and he served as a lead designer on the Medal of Honor Allied Assault. But after Zampella did co-found his own studio, Infinity Ward, with initial plans to continue working on Medal of Honor, that was left up in the air when he decided to join EA to take the development of the franchise in-house. For the quote, for legal reasons, I will say things didn't go as planned with it, end quote. Now, the Infinity Ward, Justin Thomas, did talk to MPC back in 2013 about the situations that were there. Quote, we were left in a situation of unpaid milestones that were delivered and no finances to operate on, end quote. Now, within the GQ interview, that also had a nice little talk about some distant plans for the Call of Duty movie. And Call of Duty and Battlefield 6 did have the best launch game on Steam. That was Battlefield 6. I said Call of Duty, right? No, I caught myself. Battlefield 6 did have the best launch on Steam, and they beat Apex Legends. So, yep, they're bastards. But these guys are not. Nintendo Life did say that Switch 2 is now one of the best innovations of 2025. And that was from Time Magazine on the website, because the Switch 2 is on the best inventions list. And the list does feature 300 of the, quote, best inventions making the world better, smarter, and more fun, end quote. Now, there are other categories like robotics, accessibility, apps and software, and artificial intelligence, AI. Switch 2 is listed under the entertainment and gaming category, which is where, quote, we play, create, and consume content, end quote. Now, one of the other devices that are featured on the list is the ROG Xbox Ally X, but they did provide an attachment for the Switch 2. Quote, the original Nintendo Switch rewrote the rules for portable gaming. Its 2025 sequel increases the power without sacrificing portability. A sampling of its impressive stats, an NVIDIA Tegra T239 chip alongside dedicated ray tracing and deep learning super sampling DLSS cores lets the new model run at 4K on TV, while on the device 7.9-inch HDR display runs handheld titles at 1080p and 120Hz, meaning there's no flicker during the gameplay. It's 12 gigabytes of LPDDR5X memory. Also helps keep sprawling open worlds shutter-free. Launched in June, the console sold 3.5 million units in its first week, making it Nintendo's fastest-selling hardware ever. End quote. Now, on this list is not just the Switch 2 and not just ROG Xbox LEX. It is the Epson Live Studio Flex Plus, Falcon's Flight, Samsung Premiere 5, Soundcore Rave 3S. That's karaoke. That may be me, but that is the list. But what could be there? We're getting to some very cool and very interesting stuff on this side of the show. You know we always do. Push Square did say the fans are demanding an infamous remaster, and the makers of this game, Sucker Punch, says that they can only work at one game at a time. In fact, they're talking about Infamous and Sly Cooper. So, in an interview with Minimax, the creative director, Nate Fox, did say that about 10% of the studio will be excited to continue the story of Sly Cooper, because it's been many, many years since they last worked on the series. But then, Susie Hunter didn't just get on YouTube, she was also up on X, and said, quote, "I would like ports of both Infamous games. Thank you very much," end quote. So, in an interview with BGC, the studio head Brian Fleming did point out that there's only so much that Sucker Punch can do, because they can only work on one game at a time. He explained, quote, "If we were good at juggling four projects, yeah, we have a remaster, and let go do one of those, and have one of those, and do some fan requests, that would be really popular, but we only get to do one thing." Sorry, that's a train for the quote. So it kind of has to be your best idea, right? And that's really clarifying. It's not like they aren't 15 good ideas, but only get to do one. And by the way, you only get to do one about every 5 years. So that choice is really important, end quote. Well, at least they're working on something. Okay, we're going to get a little bit mobile, only because it's Final Fantasy. Eurogamer.net did say that the new Final Fantasy Dissidia game will be revealed on mobile devices. It'll be set in modern-day Tokyo, and that is Dissidia Delum Final Fantasy. And that was teased yesterday, but revealed today. And the signups for the closed beta test is now open, but only in the US and Canada. Sorry, Asia. In fact, Dissidia Delum Final Fantasy, Ian did get up on X and said, quote, "Tetsuya Nomura, creative producer of Dissidia Delum Final Fantasy, has shared special message for this new entry of Dissidia series. Sign up for the closed beta until October 28th. Going to phones. Going to phones. Will this one go to a phone? GamingBolt.com just said that Bluepoint Games are making a third-person action game with some melee combat. But what could they be making? Well, there was a mystery project that got canceled back in January. So the studio said, all right, we're moving on to the next phase, to the next thing. So there are some job listings that was caught by Tech for Gamers, and that was spotted by the Bluepoint Games website, where they're looking for a senior combat designer and a senior level designer that will work at the studio at a contractual basis. So what could they be working on? We don't know, but Bluepoint is a part of the PlayStation Studios. Doesn't mean that they'd be exclusive, though, does it? Well, this one might be. Oh, wait, it is coming from Xbox. PureXbox.com did say that Survival FPS Beneath will launch this month, and PureXbox did say that it's a throwback to the golden era of the Xbox 360 classics. And Beneath will be released on October 28th. Now, the game was described as a Lovecraftian first-person survival horror adventure, and is being created by the indie developer Carnal 101. If you don't know them, but if you play Those Who Remain, well, now you know them. And right now, Beneath will be available on October 28th, and it'll be only just under $17, which includes a 15% launch discount. There's a free demo for the game on the Steam as part of its Next Fest. So yeah, you can get that. At least a demo, and it comes out on the 28th. Sounds like good stuff, I'd say. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, people, go play some video games.